Hello, Mark.
Hi, Vanessa. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did, thank you. Did you?
Good. Yeah, I can't, but it was quite expensive. I took the wife and the kids out over the weekend, so always becomes expensive. I went to the Trafford Centre, so I mean, it was my own fault for taking her amongst some shops. Yeah, should have known what was coming. I got your voicemail. We have put another viewing in. So the buyer that's booked in for the 16th, it's a buyer called Zamir. So mm-hmm. I've got down here is a first time. Oh no, he's not a first time buyer. He's going to be a buy to let investor because of, it says here he's buying it with buy to let mortgage.
Right. What about the ones who buy at the weekend?
So Nabil, I'm waiting to hear back from.
Mm-hmm.
Arel, I'm waiting to hear back from. I've left them both two voicemails today,
mm-hmm.
I should hope to hear back from them tomorrow.
Right.
So I don't have anything further to kind of tell you until I've spoken to them directly. I've got no other inquiries for it.
Right.
I would say to you, just give me, you know, at least tomorrow to try and get some feedback, but I'm not going to stop you, obviously, you know, or suggest to stop you from, you know, holding back from having the discussions about renting it out.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know, very much encouraged to work with you until you tell me to stop, basically. But for now, yeah, I'll leave everything as it is.
Okay. Now, yeah, so as you can appreciate, my situation is, so I'd made up my mind if I hadn't, you know, got some feedback or offer pending today, I'm going to press the button on the rental, yes. And I don't want to mess anybody around. I don't want to say to somebody, right, start doing this, because the person who I'm going to work with is going to sort of get the flat in the state for rental for me.
I see.
And I don't want to say, oh, actually, I've got a buyer. So
you've got to mess them around, which is just completely understandable.
Yeah. So when I saw there was one on the 16th, I thought, why then? Why not sooner than then? Because I need to get things going. So is there any chance that potential buyer can see it sooner? Because I'm inclined to say, Don't do it, because if either of these two don't happen, I've got to get going, otherwise I'm just losing money all the time.
I've got a better idea, okay?
Okay.
Just, this would be my thought. It's booked in for the 16th, so it's a week today.
Yeah.
I'll see if they can view it sooner than that. If they can't view it sooner, let's just leave it in place until you basically said, right, Mark, the booked in to clean up the flat, they're going to be advertising it, and then I'll have to cancel it. But if they were going to do that maybe the day after or 2 days after, just in case, on the offset. Because as soon as you make any signature against the AST, you've got 14 days as a cooling off period. So if in that situation and that scenario, we did come into an offer that ticked the boxes, you'd go obviously within a time frame to call that off. But I'm certainly not going to hold that back nor, you know, have any negative effect on that moving forward.
Yeah. I know. I mean, legally I could do it, but I just don't want to do it. It doesn't sit comfortably with me to ask somebody to do something and then say, don't do it. It would make me feel bad.
Okay. Well, look, once you've progressed things to that stage, then we'll call it a day and we'll get off.
Okay. All right, then.
All right.
So
all right.
I'm happy for you to speak to the potential buyer that was going to see it on the 16th and say, look, that's too late. If you are seriously interested, you need to see it this week, because she is going to put her own tenant in if a sale doesn't materialise this week.
Fine. No problem.
Okay. All right, then.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Take
care. See you next few days, okay?
Yep. Bye for now.
Bye, Vanessa.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.